The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on the 31st of January, 1945, that Eddie Slovic, a 24-year-old U.S. Army private, was executed by a firing squad after being sentenced to death for desertion, the first such occurrence in the United States Army since the Civil War. It's the birthday of Jackie Robinson in 1919. He died in 1972. And was born in Cairo, Georgia. He was the first African-American to play professional baseball, playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and chosen as the National League's Most Valuable Player in 1949. He was then elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962. It was the 1st of February, 1960, in Greensboro, North Carolina. Four African-American students sat down and ordered coffee at a lunch counter in Woolworths. They were refused service, but did not leave. Instead, they waited all day. The scene was repeated over the next few days, with protests spreading to other southern states, resulting in the eventual arrest of over 1,600 persons for participating in sit-ins. And it was on that date in 2003... 16 minutes before it was scheduled to land, the space shuttle Columbia broke apart in flight over West Texas, killing all seven crew members. The accident may have resulted from damage caused during liftoff when a piece of insulating foam from the external fuel tank broke off, piercing a hole in the shuttle's left wing and allowing hot gases to penetrate the wing upon re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. This was the second space shuttle lost in flight. In January 1986, Challenger exploded during liftoff. It's the birthday of Hattie Carraway in 1878. She died in 1950 and was the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate. She was born in Bakersville, Tennessee. Her husband became the U.S. Senator from Arkansas following his death in 1931. She filled in the remainder of his term, then was elected herself, serving a total of 14 years. It's also the birthday of the Hollywood director John Ford in 1895. He died in 1973 and was born in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Known for The Grapes of Wrath and The Searchers, he also served in World War II as a chief of the photographic unit of the OSS and earned two Academy Awards for his documentaries made during the war. On the 2nd of February, 1848, the war between the United States and Mexico ended with the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. In exchange for $15 million, the United States acquired the areas encompassing parts or all of present-day California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Texas. The treaty was ratified on March 10, 1848. Also on that date, but in 1990, in South Africa, the 30-year-old ban on the African National Congress was lifted by President F.W. de Klerk, who also promised to free Nelson Mandela and remove restrictions on political opposition groups. It's the birthday of the Irish novelist and poet James Joyce in 1882. He died in 1941 and was born in Dublin, Ireland. His works included Dubliners, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Ulysses, and Finnegan's Wake. Now for the only clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Why are London Bobbies named Bobbies? I'll let you think on that for a couple of minutes, and I'll give you the answer at the end of the program. It was on February the 3rd, 1865, a four-hour peace conference occurred between President Abraham Lincoln and Confederate Vice President Alexander Stephens at Hampton Roads, Virginia. The meeting was unsuccessful as President Lincoln insisted there could be no armistice until the Confederates acknowledged federal authority. The Confederates wanted an armistice first. Thus, the U.S. Civil War continued. It was on that same date in 1870 that the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, guaranteeing the rights of citizens to vote regardless of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. And on that date in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, granting Congress the authority to collect income taxes. It was on the 3rd of February, 1943, one of the most extraordinary acts of heroism during World War II occurred in the icy waters off Greenland, after the U.S. Army transport ship Dorchester was hit by a German torpedo and began to sink rapidly. When it became apparent there were not enough life jackets, four U.S. Army chaplains on board removed theirs, handed them to frightened young soldiers, and chose to go down with the ship. It's the birthday of the first female physician in the United States, Elizabeth Blackwell, in 1821. She died in 1910 and was born near Bristol, England. As a girl, her family moved to New York State. She was awarded her M.D. by the Medical Institute of Geneva, New York, in 1849. She then established a hospital in New York City run by an all-female staff. She was also active in training women to be nurses for service in the U.S. Civil War. It's also the birthday of the American artist and illustrator Norman Rockwell in 1894. He was born in New York City and died in 1978. He was best known for depicting ordinary scenes from small-town American life for the covers of the Saturday Evening Post magazine. It was on the 4th of February, 1861, that Apache Chief Cochise was arrested in Arizona by the U.S. Army for raiding a ranch. Cochise then escaped and declared war, beginning the period known as the Apache Wars, which lasted for 25 years. And on that date in 1985, 20 countries of the United Nations signed a document entitled Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhumane, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. It's the birthday of Thaddeus Kosciuszko in 1746. He died in 1817 and was born in Poland. He served in the American Revolution, building the first fortifications at West Point. He then returned to Poland and fought against a Russian invasion. And it's the birthday of the aviation pioneer Charles Lindbergh in 1902. He died in 1974 and was born in Detroit, Michigan. He made the first nonstop solo flight from New York to Paris on May 20th and 21st, 1927. And it was on February the 5th, 1917, that the new Constitution of Mexico, allowing for sweeping social changes, was adopted. On February the 6th, 1788, Massachusetts became the sixth state to ratify the new U.S. Constitution by a vote of 187 to 168. And in 1933, the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was adopted. It set the date for the presidential inauguration as January the 20th, instead of the old date of March the 4th. It also set January the 3rd as the official opening date of Congress, eliminating lame duck sessions of Congress. Also on the 6th of February, 1952, King George VI of England died. Upon his death, his daughter, Princess Elizabeth, became Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Her actual coronation took place on June the 2nd, 1953. It's the birthday of Aaron Burr in 1756. He was born in Newark, New Jersey, and died in 1836. In 1804, Vice President Burr challenged Alexander Hamilton to a duel over Hamilton's negative remark and mortally wounded him. Burr was later tried for treason over allegations he was planning to invade Mexico as part of a scheme to establish his own empire in the Southwest, but he was acquitted. It's the birthday of the legendary baseball player George Herman Babe Ruth in 1895. He died in 1948 and was born in Baltimore, Maryland. Ruth held or shared 60 major league records, including pitching 29 consecutive scoreless innings and hitting 714 home runs. It's the birthday of Ronald Reagan, the 40th U.S. president, who was born in Tampico, Illinois, February the 6th, 1911. Reagan spent 30 years as an entertainer in radio and film before becoming governor of California in 1966. Elected to the White House in 1980, he survived an assassination attempt and became the most popular president since Franklin Roosevelt. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Why are London Bobbies named Bobbies? Well, London's finest known as Bobbies were named after Robert Peel, who was born on February the 5th, 1788 in Lancashire, England. Robert A.K. Bobby Peel was an English statesman who first established the Irish Constabulary, the people commonly called the police organization Peelers, after Mr. Peel. Well, I thought, Mr. Announcer, you said they were called Bobbies. Well, they are, and here's why. When Robert Peel became Home Secretary of England, he reorganized the London police. It was in 1829, and London's populace had grown to the point that it needed an organized police force to question travelers after dark, hold all suspicious persons, and quell any disturbances. There were already special police to guard docks and markets and to serve notices and warrants. Peel organized a paid and trained force for day and night duty called the Metropolitan Police of London. Once again, the people nicknamed the police after Peel. They've been referred to since then as Bobbies. I'll leave you today with this quote from Oscar Levant. Every time I look at you, I get a fierce desire to be lonesome. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.